The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Been some places. Yeah. Ah, glory. Ah. I remember one night, we were engaged in a battle on the borderline of Kuwait, and a commanding officer was asking us to retreat. We had some women Marines with us, and one of the captains of the women, she stood and said, me and my women, we ain't going nowhere. We're going to fight right here with y'all. And I just remember the look on Captain Schultz's face as she said that. But she said, we're going to stand here right in this valley and we're going to fight. Because our Lord, our God is good. And I'll never forget the testimony of that woman that night. And we stood and waited. And the Lord, so strong in battle. I watched Iraqi tanks go down one by one. And I thank the Lord today because we didn't really have any, we were just sitting ducks. We were just sitting out, we were a technical group. We were just sitting ducks. We didn't really have no coverage. We had small arms, but we didn't have much. But the 8th Armored Battalion pulled in and protected us. And I just thank the Lord. That's why I'll go with him through the valley, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I've seen him in action in so many different ways. That's just one way. The spiritual battles, one and one after the other. Spiritual battles. I watch you go through them. That's why I said, stay with the Lord. Keep your hand in the Lord. Grandma said it. And it sounds so simple to keep your hand in God's hand. Woo, goodness. But the hand of the Lord is strong and mighty. Right. Hallelujah, glory. Let's receive Reverend Beckenridge with the raise of our right hand. Hey, hey! The Lord God is good. Reverend Beckenridge, preach the word, my dear brother. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, preach the word.
I ain't worried about my soul, oh Lord. And I ain't worried about my soul. Well, I've fixed it with Jesus a long time ago. Cause I ain't worried about my soul, oh Lord. And I ain't worried about my soul, oh Lord, and I ain't worried about my soul, cause I fixed it with Jesus a long time ago, oh Lord, I ain't worried about my soul. Well, it's amazing grace, y'all, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Well, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I tell you, I ain't worried about my soul. Lord, I know that I ain't worried about my soul. Well, Lord, I ain't worried about my soul, cause I've fixed it with Jesus a long time ago. Well, and I ain't worried about my soul. Well, now you talk about me just as much as you please. The more you talk, I'm gonna bend my need, 'cause I ain't worried about my soul. Well, Lord, I ain't worried about my soul, 'cause I fixed it with Jesus, yes, a long time ago. And I ain't worried about my soul, yeah, Lord. And I ain't worried about my soul. Let me say it, y'all. And I ain't worried about my soul, 'cause I fixed it with my Jesus, yes, a long time ago. And I ain't worried about my soul. I ain't worried about my soul. Yeah, I ain't worried about my soul. 'Cause I fixed it with my Jesus a long time ago. And I ain't worried about my soul. So I ain't worried, y'all, 'cause I fixed it with it. I had a talk with it, and he talked with me. And I ain't worried about my soul. This morning, our scripture is going to come from the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, and the 16th verse. Just a few words. And God says to Isaiah, I have written your name on my hand. And just that, I have written, your name on my hand. If you allow me, if you will, just a few moments, just to use as a subject, when God whispers your name, let's pray. Father God, we come thanking you, Lord, for just this another day, a day, Lord, that you come by and you spared us, you woke us up in our clothed mind, Lord, and we come out to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to just speak to me and speak through me that I may be able to feed and nourish the waiting flock, not with my words, Lord, but with thine words, Lord, that we may be able to place it in our hearts, that it moves in our spirits, that we find some direction in our lives. These are all the blessings we ask and we pray. Amen. I stand a few feet from the mirror and see a face of a man who failed his maker again. I promised I wouldn't, but I did. I was quiet when I should have been bold. I took a seat when I should have taken a stand. If this were the first time, it would be different. But it isn't. How many times can one fall and expect to be caught? Your eyes look in the mirror and see a sinner, a failure, a promise breaker. But by faith, you look in the mirror and you see a robed prodigal bearing a ring of grace on your finger and the kiss of your father on your face. Your eyes see your faults. Your faith sees your Savior. Your eyes see your guilt. Your faith see his blood. When God whispers your name. Isaiah 49 and 16 says, I have written your name on my hand. Quite a thought, isn't it? Your name on God's lips. Maybe you haven't seen your name on something special or in a special place or on an award or a diploma. But to think that your name is on God's hand and on God's lips. Amen. Or perhaps you never seen your name honored at all. And you can't remember when you heard it spoken with kindness. Got page stuck together here. So if it isn't, it may be difficult for you to believe that God knows your name. But he does. Amen. Written on his hand, spoken by his mouth, whispered with his lips. Your name, when God whispers your name. Peer with me into the prison and see Paul for yourself, bent and frail, shackled to the arm of a Roman guard. Behold the apostle of God, broken, no family, no property, nearsighted and worn out. Doesn't look like a hero, does he? Doesn't sound like one either. He introduced himself as the worst sinner in history. He was a Christian killer before he was a Christian leader. At times, his heart was heavy. Paul's pen drug across the pages. What a miserable man I am. Who will save me from this body that brings me death? Romans 7 and 24. Only heaven knows how long he stared at the question before he found the courage and defied logic and writes, I thank God for saving me through Jesus Christ, our Lord, Romans 7 and 25. When God whispers your name, David, the psalmist, becomes David the peeping Tom. But God's grace becomes David the psalmist again. Peter defied Christ before he preached Christ. Zacchaeus the crook. The cleanest part of his life was the money he laundered. But Jesus still took time for him. The thief on the cross, hell-bent and hung out to die for 1 minute, but heaven-bound and smiling the next. Story after story, prayer after prayer, surprise after surprise, seems that God is looking more for ways to get us home than for ways to keep us out. So I challenge you to find one soul who came to God seeking grace and didn't find it. I sit a few feet from a man on death row, Jewish by birth, tent maker by trade, apostle by calling. His days are marked. I'm curious about what held him up, this man, as he neared execution. So I asked him, "Paul, do you have any family?" Paul replies, "I have none." So I asked the question, "What about your health?" Paul says, "My body is beaten and tired." And I asked, "You have any awards?" He says, "Not on earth." But then, "What do you have, Paul?" "No belongings, no family." "What do you have that matters?" Paul replies, "I have my faith. It's all I have, but it's all I need." He says, "I have kept the faith. I have finished the course." Then Paul leans back on the wall of his cell and he smiles when God whispers your name. Faith is trust, what the eyes cannot see. Eyes proud, the lion roars the lion, but faith sees Daniel's angel. Eyes sees the giants, but faith sees Canaan. Eyes see the storms, but faith sees Noah's rainbow. Your eyes see your faults, but your faith sees your Savior. Your eyes see your guilt, but your faith sees his blood. Your eyes look in the mirror and see a robed prodigal bearing the ring on your finger and the kiss of your father's on your father's face. That is when God calls your name. Christ came into the world to save us from sin because of those who are, and he died on the cross because of whose we are. He shed his blood for you and for me because of whose we are. He rose from the dead on the third day because of whose we are. And now he sits on the right hand of God because of whose we are. I know the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. When Christ comes for us the second time, he will not be in a manger, nor will he be wrapped and swaddling clothes. And there will be announcement, not be announcement by a single star to the wise men, nor will there be an angel to announce to the shepherds. He will come wrapped in his glory and splendor with an earth-shaking shout, with an archangel, and with the trump of God. I want to be ready when he comes. Because my God is still in control. Because he's moving stones every day. Some may call him Alpha and Omega. Somebody might call him the great I am. Somebody calls him the anointed of God. Some call him the light of the world, the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star, the living bread, the Messiah. Somebody might call him Rabbi. Some may call him ruler. Some may call him Savior. Some may call him the Son of the Most High. Some may call him the Way. Some may call him the Word of Life. Some may call him Yahweh. But I tell you, I just call him Jesus. Because he died on the cross for me. He died for my sin. Some years and years ago. But I tell you, I'm not going to give up. Because I know that my Savior lives. And he lives in the heart of all mankind. I tell you, don't give up. Because he's going to whisper your name. And I'm not talking about whispering your name that you can go to heaven. I'm talking about whispering your name so you can get on the battlefield and fight for my Lord. You know, he called some people that didn't have, a degree. Didn't have no paper on the wall. He called David, and all he was a shepherd boy. Smelly. But yet, he became great ruler. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you and give you peace. But when God whispers your name, you got to answer. You got to answer. You know, because he answered for us on the cross. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.